This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. We are a couple of days away from big weekend. The 97th Annual Academy Awards are Sunday night. And thinking of the breaking news overnight of the passing of Gene Hackman at the age of 95, we'll continue to follow that story here on the Big K Morning Show. Hines History Center. What a treasure for Pittsburgh, the region, and in the Strip District in particular. And for the second year in a row, USA Today Reader's Choice Award, America's Top History Museum. Back-to-back, boom. And the president and CEO is our buddy Andy Mesa. Congratulations, Andy.
Thank you, Larry. It's really quite an honor for the Hines History Center to be even thought of in the same light as some of the Smithsonian Museums, the National World War II Museum, the Indianapolis Children's Museum. There are great museums out there. And for us to be number one in America, well, it makes our hearts soar like a hawk.
Well, I know you have a great team, but your passion shines through, and it's an example of anybody doing what they do with that kind of passion is going to rise to the top. So congratulations again. It's a great honor and a wonderful attraction. So for people who haven't visited, how do you describe what they'll see when they come for the first time?
Well, the History Center is the largest history museum in Pennsylvania, and it's located right next to the Convention Center in the Strip District, 7 floors of exhibitions, and there are programs, too, that we offer, Vintage Pittsburgh is coming up in April, if you're interested in buying antiques and vintage clothing. And we've got a new exhibit in preparation right now called Pittsburgh's Hidden History. It's going to be some stories that you've never heard before, or you'll see artifacts related to some of those old legends that you've heard. Like the Biddle Brothers sleigh and Mrs. Soffel. Do you know that story, Larry?
Actually, I do, thanks to you. It was a feature film with, of all people, some really famous actor who did Braveheart and a whole bunch of other
Mel
films.
Mel Gibson, one of his breakout films. He was just in his early 20s when he came to Pittsburgh and filmed Mrs. Soffel, they called it. And he started with Diane Keaton, and they reenacted a real story that happened in 1902, in February of 1902. The warden's wife fell in love with handsome Ed Biddle, who was incarcerated at the Allegheny County Jail. They snuck through the superintendent's bedchamber with the children sleeping. So the warden's wife had fallen in love with a murderer, And then they jumped in a one-horse open sleigh, and they made a dash for Butler. They were headed to Canada, but they were intercepted by the sheriff's posse and the big gun battle. Well, we have the sleigh that was involved in that escape and battle, and that'll be the kind of thing that you'll see revealed at Pittsburgh's Hidden History.
I love those kinds of things, and I think people find it fascinating, which gave me the genesis of an idea maybe for the future, and that is, speaking of films, Pittsburgh has developed quite a rich film history, and that might be cool in the future to kind of gather up so many people right here in Pittsburgh have participated in making some great films, including Oscar-winning Picture of the Year, Silence of the Lambs.
You know, you're right. We've been talking to Don Keyser at the film office, and our curators have been scouring the archives for material related to Pittsburgh's film history, which goes back to 1903. And you know, the first movie house, the Nickelodeon, started right here in Pittsburgh, John Harris's Nickelodeon. So we want to tell that story and bring it right up to present.
Andy, that's
great.
So if
you have memorabilia or stories, or if you starred or served as an extra in Night of the Living Dead or, you know, any of the Silence of the Lambs, if you were a silent partner in that, we'd like to know about it. So drop us a line.
I think the fact that the first theater was here in Pittsburgh, if people might just brush that off, but we are a town of so many firsts, as you know, including this radio station is the world's first commercial radio station in the world.
That's right. 1920, and it was also the first to broadcast a presidential election, a baseball game, a church service. You know, KDKA's history, well, it's the history of radio and mass communications. It all started right here in Pittsburgh.
So what else is on the horizon at the Heinz History Center, Andy?
Well, I tell you, there's so much going on, everything from genealogy workshops, if you're interested in Italian genealogy or Irish genealogy, I encourage you to come by. If you're interested in American Girl dolls, we've got a great program coming up called Girlhood, and it's about the people behind the American Girl doll stories. And if you want to hear from those historians, if you're interested in Fort Pitt and how this city began, we've got a program coming up at the Fort Pitt Museum about Trent's Fort, which was the fort before Fort Pitt. Who knew? So all those things can be discovered online. If you go to HeinzHistoryCenter.org, you'll find a whole raft of programs and exhibitions that we're featuring at the History Center today.
Back-to-back USA Today Reader's Choice Award, America's Top History Museum, the Heinz History Center. President, CEO Andy Masick. Andy, great stuff as always. Congrats, and I'll see you soon.
Hey, thanks for making history with us here in Pittsburgh.
Not only can you listen to KDKA, you can watch on the live stream at kdkaradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. And we thank the Schmutzer family, longtime partners here at KDKA. Aaron, do you like Chinese food? I know that's a random question.
Wait, what about Chinese food?
Do you like Chinese food?
Yes, I love Chinese food.
Then you're going to love this story. In China, isn't it interesting? It's all Chinese food for the most part, right? So you wouldn't say,
right,
can I have some Chinese food? You're already in China.
Right.
But check this out. There's a small mom and pop shop in China that's earned the reputation. Now think of over a billion people in China. They have the reputation for having the best noodles in the country. The problem is, it's a funeral home.
What?
It's not rare for mortuaries to cater their own services in China, but these noodles are apparently to die for. You can't, apparently, people want them so bad that they're willing to do anything to get them. But you can't book a table, obviously, or call for takeout. And that's left a lot of foodies either willing to fake that a loved one has passed just to get a taste. The deception got so out of hand, the funeral home is now offering the public 50 bowls of noodles per day for free.
I was going to say.
As long as they don't bother the mourners.
Yeah, wow.
Now, I think in Pennsylvania, I don't believe you were allowed, and it may have changed recently. I'll have to call my funeral home friend, Frank, that you can have food in the same place where you have, you know, a funeral home.
Right. I was picturing that as you were describing that they offered food. I'm thinking, okay, do they have a room next door that's maybe you leave the building, go next door? Because that is very interesting.
So that's, that's odd.
Insane.
I got to ask Frank, are you allowed to serve food at funeral homes now? Because the laws are somewhat antiquated because things have changed a lot. Hey, I've got good news for everybody. Some German scientists may be on the way of putting plastic surgeons, Olay, and Just for Men out of business. They claim to have discovered a way to genetically slow or even erase wrinkles and gray hair. The researchers were able to single out a handful of hormones that might be able to reverse the typical signs of aging and possibly block the body's ability to wrinkle.
Now, if you're in that business, you're certainly thriving right now. That's all people want to know. How can I stay looking younger for longer?
A new study shows that women are still struggling to get ahead in the workplace, except for Aaron. Only 36% of women feel empowered to do their best at work, and even less feel supported by their company's culture. Just 15% of companies offer childcare benefits. That would be a big perk for a lot of young families.
100%.
Is to be able to, hey, I'll work for you, but I need help with childcare. And only 15% of companies offer childcare benefits, period, let alone some have childcare options.
In the same building.
Yeah, which would be a godsend to many.
Right.
And paychecks, still a problem. 46% of men earned a raise last year compared to 32% of women. What's up with that?
You know, I don't know.
So
some are progressing and maybe some are dragging their feet. But I think I told you once, both of my sister-in-laws go to a gym and the gym has a little childcare room and their kids can stand right at the little gate and look at them working out. So there's, you know, my two-year-old nephew's doing burpees, but it's so awesome because they can go to the gym consistently and not worry about, okay, who's watching my child.
That could be a game changer.
Yes.
A big weekend if you're a movie fan. The 97th Annual Academy Awards, hosted by Conan O'Brien this Sunday night. Red carpet, all that stuff going on. And then in New Orleans, Mardi Gras finale coming up with Fat Tuesday next week. And if you're on the Mardi Gras parade route in New Orleans this carnival season, you're bound to catch beads and other objects. But city officials hope you recycle some of that. From WWL, Eleanor Tebow.
More than 2 million pounds of trash just along the uptown route in the 10 days gets sent to the landfills.
Anna Wynn with the city's Office of Resilience and Sustainability says waste like beads and plastic and glass bottles can be recycled. She says there's ways to have a more sustainable Mardi Gras.
We're looking for unbroken, clean beads and clean throws. What we do with the beads and throws is we actually take them to partners like ArcGNO and St. Michael's Special School so that people with intellectual disabilities can actually sort through those beads and throws, repackage them, and sell them back to the crews.
You ever been to Mardi Gras? I've never been to New Orleans.
No, the idea scares me, quite frankly.
Yeah, when Paul gets back next week, He worked there, lived there. He's been through this. It'll be just in time for Fat Tuesday.
Right.
This is the Big K Morning Show, and every Thursday at this time, we welcome one of our favorite people on the planet. It's the good Dr. Mike Hutchinson from Animal General, LaSalle Plaza and Cranberry. And you can see the doc on the radio with our live stream, kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Doc, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How's it going?
I see you're sporting your spring training Pirates hat.
Yep, getting ready. Not a fair weather fan.
I know, you're not. That's what I love about you. You're a true fan. A lot of questions this morning. Before we get into the listeners' questions, I don't know if you heard, there's a couple of stories in the news. One is a woman had a pet deer, and the game commission came and took it. They were utilizing it as, what do they call that, a emotional support animal. I know it's you can't possess wild animals in a home, correct?
No, you can't. And my wife tries to name every deer that comes on our property, but you're not allowed to own those or possess them, and because they're wildlife, and it's not a good idea anyways, but it's for a lot of reasons. But it's that's a tough one. Emotional support. I didn't hear that story.
And then there's a story today about a woman needing a blood transfusion or blood for animals. We think about that all the time for people, but how commonplace is it for animals?
I won't say too common, but we do blood. I've been doing blood transfusion since I became a veterinarian. I was an ER vet for 7.5 years of my career. And you see it more often there because if they're hit by cars, they're bleeding internally or something, or they have a disease where the immune system's attacking the red blood cells, they might need a blood transfusion. So, and we have to match them just like we match people. And they have many different types of blood.
All right. From Susie in Bethel Park. Good morning, Dr. Mike. Can you tell me what I should look for in pet food to meet my growing puppy's nutritional needs? There are too many choices. It's overwhelming, and they all claim to be the best.
Yeah, I know. The marketing's fantastic, and you have to get through that. The important parts are, you named it, you want to get a puppy formula or a growth formula, a formula that's developed for growth, because they're growing quickly during that time. And the pet food makers, I know there's 3,000 brands out there, but they are doing a good job of putting in the essential nutrients and antioxidants for growth and trying to make it so that they grow at the right speed and not too fast. Make sure they're AFCO certified, AAFCO, American Association of Feed Control Officials, and that ensures they have all of the proteins and fats and vitamins that they need that are essential for that growth. And then do your best. You have to find one that your puppy likes. I always look for less fillers. I like to see protein as the first ingredient. And but those are just some tips. And then you have to see how your puppy does. Speak to your veterinarian if you're having a lot of difficulty, if you're narrowing it down, and they can give you some experience from their own clients.
Yeah, it's, as you know, Doc, a question you get often about what's the best food. And then you hear some of these other things where people are kind of making their own dog food or cat food.
Yeah, the most important thing is that it's nutritionally complete. And a lot of times when people are cooking or feeding raw food, it's not. And so you have to be sure. I'm a fan of all of the foods as long as they're nutritionally complete.
All right, from Monroeville, Vanessa wants to know, can you share your thoughts on how I prepare my pet for the arrival of a new baby? It's our first child, and I'm very anxious because my dog never leaves my side.
Well, congratulations on the new baby, or soon. And I love this question because it is important. And when we were going through kids, my wife was concerned too. And so we're going through kids when we're having children. she was concerned too. We're going to have another baby in our house, I think, this Saturday or Sunday.
Wow.
So it's, I know, looking forward. But the thing, scents, smells that you can bring home, maybe dad can help with this, bringing something home that the baby was wrapped in. And so the dog will get used to the scents, or dogs will get used to the scents. And then sounds. You can go onto the internet and get baby sounds and start playing them. Get them used to the sounds. And then take them to the room that's going to be the nursery room or where the baby's going to be. And and be real calm and just show them. They're smart. They get it. And that there's a lot of love to go around. So make sure you keep giving attention to your pet. We were so worried about that, we probably gave them more attention you know, than we normally did. So just make sure you keep up the attention. Most people, I don't have to say that to, especially when it's a first child, but it's a big change for everybody. And I love that you're thinking about that.
All right. How many grandchildren is this now on the way?
This will be number 7.
That's unbelievable.
I know.
When I met you, you had no grandkids.
I know.
In fact, you used to say, well, maybe someday down the road. Now, look at you.
Yeah.
You could.
I know. It's great.
2 more to sport a baseball team, and you already have 2 more than you need for hockey. That said, isn't there this wonderful feeling when you're holding a baby and that smell that they have on the top of their head? It's just it's unlike anything else in the world, isn't it?
I love it. And then they have their eyes open and you know, you just know it's a blank slate and so many things that they're going to be introduced to. And of course, I wanted all my children to meet the animals.
Of course. All right. We have from Emily in Leedsdale. What are the benefits of microchipping my pet, and how does the process work? Is there ever a problem associated with these chips?
Well, it's a good question. It's a permanent form of identification that doesn't ever fall off. You don't forget to put it on. I love the microchips for this reason. They've been around since the early 90s. We see, I don't remember, the big problem is they sometimes will migrate. We put them, we insert them like a vaccine under the skin between the shoulder blades. And once in a while you see them on an x-ray, they've migrated a little bit. But all the vets know that, and we can take an x-ray and see the chip, so it doesn't really matter. And we scan them over their whole body. Everybody starts at the base of their neck and scans there. But if we're not getting one on a stray dog, we'll stray the whole body, or a cat. We'll scan the whole body anyways and see if we can find it. But I like them because they're permanent. Once in a while you get an infection. That's very rare. You can get an infection with any injection. Again, that's very rare. The migration is probably the number one thing, but that's not a reason not to give it. I love the microchips because they reunite so many families. Everybody in the clinic does a happy dance when somebody brings in a stray animal and we find a chip, because we know we're going to find the owner. And it is good. And then you just want to make sure you register it to you, which is an easy thing to do.
Well, Doc, good luck with the new arrival this weekend. That's pretty exciting.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. And it's happy birthday to Best.
All right. So. That's a great birthday present. The Best.
It sure is.
And give all Beth right. my best. Thanks, Doc.
Will do. Take care.
The great Dr. Mike Hutchinson, you can check him out at animalgeneral.net. We have a link at KDK Radio.
I was just about to say, we know what you were doing.
I was making sure
that people were leaned in.
So we've got the great Bill Hillgrove coming up right after the news. Curious, there's some rule changes that the NFL is going to put in place for next season. Sure, that's of interest from the NFL Combine, Steelers news, and the free fall of the Pitt Panther basketball team suddenly, and the Penguins. They haven't won a game since the break, and they host the Flyers tonight at PPG Paints, the Max Talbot bobblehead night. I'm sure you're fired up.
Oh, yeah. I have my bag ready to collect them tonight. But it is, I'm always rooting for Pittsburgh. That will kind of shake off that reputation of being great and then slowly taking the slide downward.
Yeah, it's the ebb and flow of sports.
Right.
Meanwhile, there is serious concern about measles, especially in Texas. And for the details, CBS's Omar Villafranco.
You're now seeing a very serious consequence of what happens when we have measles in our community.
The first measles death in the U.S. in nearly a decade happened at Covenant Children's Hospital in Lubbock, Texas.
The child was school-aged and did not reside in Lubbock County.
There are now more than 120 measles cases in Texas. About 20 children have been hospitalized, some in the ICU. None were vaccinated. Now health officials are racing to stop the spread.
We've talked to parents of little ones under 1 year old who can't get the measles vaccine. What do you tell those worried parents who feel their kids are susceptible and they don't even want to take them out?
It's important to communicate with your physician for infants, especially 6 to 12 months. So that population is a little bit different, only because we can, in certain contexts, give the measles vaccine early.
Before the MMR vaccine was introduced in 1963, 400 to 500 people died every year. The virus is extremely contagious for those who don't have immunity.
Saturday morning, she woke up with a rash.
Oh, wow, wow.
Knowing the measles outbreak was near her home in Odessa and that her daughter was too young to be vaccinated, Caitlin Norris took 8-month-old Poppy to the ER when she developed a fever and rash.
She also had the coughing, the runny nose, and the rash. So she had a very good amount of all of the symptoms.
You're so sicky and you don't even know it.
Despite her symptoms, Poppy's test results came back negative for measles, but her mother isn't letting her guard down yet.
When you start hearing about this in your backyard, what's going through your mind?
It's terrifying. I've read a lot of things about how children have seizures because of the high temperatures of their fevers and brain damage, and they die, and it's terrifying.
At the White House, HHS Secretary RFK Jr. said some of the hospitalizations here were for quarantine. Doctors here tell me that is not correct. They say everyone who is hospitalized here is receiving respiratory treatment. Omar Villafranca, CBS News, Lubbock, Texas.
And there'll be a lot more around the conversation of vaccines for a lot of different things.